Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meets. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality, and I am from Eros Coaching or Eros Coaching. And today we'll be talking about something completely different. And the show title is 101 to Your Sex Bucket List. Today we'll be talking about why you need to have a sex bucket list, what is a sex bucket list, and how you can begin to delve into unpacking your sex bucket list. That's right. And, you know, we are very, very close to Christmas now, and 2017 is going to be over very soon. At the start of the new year, often we come up with the list of things that we want to do, our new resolutions. And so what happens with a lot of people is they come up with all kinds of goals and intentions and resolutions for their year. And one of the things that I believe a lot of people fail to look at is their sex life. So while you are thinking of what you would like for yourself the next year, I believe it would be a really good idea for you to also explore what you can do in terms of your sex life. Is this something that is even important for you to be thinking about? Because if you don't think about it, it's very likely not going to be a priority, and it's not likely to happen. So a sex bucket list, essentially the concept is just like any life bucket list or travel bucket list, list of places that you want to visit before you die, list of things that you feel you need to do before you are a certain age. A sex bucket list is a list of things that you want to accomplish sexually before you pass on. And so it's really no big rocket science to what a sex bucket list is. However, I think we should explore, when we talk about having a sex bucket list, what are your needs? What are your wants? And what are your fantasies? So needs, wants, fantasies, or needs, wants, desires are really quite different things. And in a previous episode, I would have talked about the difference between the three, but I just want to highlight this a little bit, just to flesh it out a little bit for listeners who are just tuning into the show for the first time or coming across it. Don't know me, don't know who I am, don't know what I do, it's fine. So, in coming up with a sex bucket list, needs, wants, desires. I think when you think of a sex bucket list, you're not thinking about your needs, but I still want to talk about it. So what you need when it comes to sex, perhaps just like anybody else, probably you want to be in a relationship where you have, or relationships where you have safety, where you feel that you can trust the person so that you can even engage in sexual activity with this person. And you would need to have certain boundaries in place. And even though sometimes it's unspoken or it's implicit or implied or it's assumed, that's what it is, we assume that our partners would know in general what are the things that should be done. So say, for instance, we would need our partners to respect us. When we say no, we mean no. When we say yes, we mean yes. I think there's an assumption that people are capable of knowing when to say yes and when to say no. This was something that I realized that I needed to learn how to be really clear at it. Because if I'm not clear at it, who's taking care of me and who's protecting me at the end of that experience? So what we think we need and what we realize we need can be two different things. So when it comes to your needs, there's sometimes an assumption. So being able to learn about yourself is part of an ongoing process. Sure, we do things, we get involved with someone, we get sexual, and we assume that, okay, it's going to be fine. And then we realize it's not fine. I didn't like it. It didn't feel right. It could have been better. And that's when we realize that, from there, what can we learn from it? So from these kinds of processes, actually, even without going to a sex workshop or sex coaching, we kind of start being sexual, and then we realize that didn't feel good. Maybe next time I can fine-tune it. It's fine. Don't let a bad experience or negative experience take so much away from you that you become so scared that you don't want to do anything anymore or try. It's really simple. First, in order to know what you want, you need to maybe just kind of dip your toe a little bit into it and just kind of figure it out. And once you figure it just a little bit out, maybe you just do it with your partner, whatever, you do it and then you fine tune. So you think first, then you do, then you feel. Of course, it's not so linear as what I'm saying. So you think about what you want. You anticipate, maybe this is what I want. You think about it. Then you do it, right? You do it. And of course, during the process, you feel, of course. But then after, feel, reflect, is this what I want? You get clearer and clearer about yourself. So what you need actually is what I mentioned just now. You need to have safety. You need to have trust. We need to have boundaries. However, it's not linear. It's not a straight line, which means that in the process of figuring ourselves out, we can do what I'm mentioning in a simple nutshell. You think about what you want, you do it, and then you feel into what you have done, and you reflect, this is what I want. And you get clearer and clearer over time what you need. Okay? So I talked about what you need. And a need is a requirement, it's like a human right, it's a basic necessity. And then now I want to talk a little bit about what you want. What you want is something more than your need. Say, for instance, I'm hungry, I want to eat. Okay, any kind of food would probably fill you up. But some food are more nutritious than others. For instance, canned food, junk food. They can fill me up, but they're what we call empty carbs. And they're not necessarily nutritious, and they're not necessarily going to make me feel good. They're going to make me feel bad afterwards. So I need food, but I probably want something that is a little bit filling. Okay? So, you know, we have budget constraints when it comes to food. So I often eat in Singapore, I often eat what we call cai fan. The literal translation is vegetable rice. Okay, that's what it is, the literal translation. So in vegetable rice, you go to a food court or a hawker center, and they have all these dishes that are already pre-cooked. So you just point to it and you say, rice, eat here or pack away. And you just point at like three dishes. And So I often eat that, okay? That's what I eat often. However, it's not really that nutritious. Sure, it's much better than junk food or... it's much better than junk food. And it fills me up. However, it's not the healthiest. But this is what, with my budget constraints, this is what I feel is what I want. So what you want... it's definitely going to make you feel okay, you know, just okay. Whereas your desires and fantasies are the ones that make you feel a little bit excited, a little bit scared, a little bit nervous, makes you feel something, anticipation. And that's that age of fear, because when you go into the unknown, there is some fear. However, when we go into the unknown and there's still some fear, we can cope with some degree of fear, provided that it's not a big fear. It's a small fear. Based on past experience, we know that it's okay. We know that we can probably cope with any kind of disappointment or rejection or it not going well. We can cope. So this is really important to build on. I think a lot of people are not even in that level of asking themselves, what do I really, really want? What would I really, really want to try? What would make me happier? Not happy, happier. I think it's important to think about it. I think it's confident people, I feel, to have some degree of confidence to start going into their sexual desires and fantasies. So I hope I have made this clear differentiation between needs, wants, desires. That's just a very simple framework for you to start to understand that if you start having these different so-called compartments in your head, then you'll be able to delve into it a lot more. So in your head, do you actually have what you need, what you want, and what you desire in life? And when I talk about sex bucket list, I'm talking more about the box of desires and fantasies. So we'll talk more about this after the break.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
And welcome back to Eros Evolution. This is where we explore the link between sex and spirit. And you're listening to the show on the OM Times Radio Network. And you can share this show with your friends by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you'll be able to listen to the show without needing to download any app. That makes it really cool. So today we are talking about your sex bucket list, and the show title is 101 to your sex bucket list. And just before the break, we were talking about the beginnings of a sex bucket list. What is a sex bucket list? And also three different compartments that I would differentiate your sexual needs, wants, desires. So if you had these three different boxes, in my opinion, sex bucket list would fall more under desires and fantasies. because these are things that you haven't done, want to do, would like to do. What's the point of having something on your sex bucket list that you don't really care about, that you don't really want to do, that doesn't fill you up, doesn't make you happy? And what's the point of doing it? It's probably not going to make you very fulfilled. It's going to be one of those things that you check off, go through the motions, and whatever. So why? Why have it on your sex bucket list then? So if you get into understanding about your needs, wants, desires, then you start to be able to feel happy when you do them. Okay, so just now, just before break, I was giving the example of food. We need food to survive. We need food to live. Okay, and there's junk food, there's empty cups. That's kind of not going to fill us up. And but we need food. So then the kind of food that I eat, the kind of food that I feel I can afford is what I call vegetable rice. However, the things that I know really, really makes me feel really happy, really good, is natural foods, organic food. And I'm Chinese. A lot of my food is cooked hard. And over the years, I've learned that actually, you know, it's my body really, really loves raw foods, salads, so that's what I desire, you know, at times. And things that you have a craving for, a curiosity for. I love, for instance, I know I'm vegetarian, I'm pescetarian, I guess, and I cheat with salmon. I love salmon. So that would be what I describe as desires and fantasies, the things that you have a craving for. Okay, so I'm not going to belabor the point of needs, wants, desires anymore. Just now, just before break, was defining what a sex bucket list is. I think you have an idea of it. Now I want to talk a little bit about why. Why do your sex bucket list? You find that you probably will know of people who don't need a lot of convincing about coming out with a travel bucket list, a list of things they want to do before they die. And you'll find that a lot of times, it does not include sex. It doesn't. When we think of New Year resolution, New Year goals, we don't think of sex in general. And like I mentioned just before the break, if you don't think about it, it's not a priority and it's less likely to happen. I don't want to talk really just so much about the it doesn't get done kind of shaming. I want to talk about the why, the real why of why sex bucket list. Because if we pen down our desires, as you know, law of attraction, you pen it down, you, instead of it muddling around in your head and taking up head space, it starts getting clearer. So a sex bucket list has the function of getting it clearer. Even just stating your desire is powerful. You don't have to think about how it's going to happen, what's the point of thinking about it if it doesn't happen. Don't overthink this. Just write it down. So when you write it down, it starts, you know, you get a feel into, is this really something that's important? Is this something that I really want? You get clearer, right? Instead of it being in your head. So you write down all the things that you want. It doesn't matter if your sex bucket list only has 3 things or 1 thing. You took the time to think about it. You think about it, you wrote it down, and it is something that is important to you. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in your head and you wouldn't have that desire to write it down. So a sex bucket list, essentially a list, you write it down and you get clearer and you're more likely to manifest it and call it into being. And another thing is people who are realized in their lives, people who are fulfilled, people who are happy, you notice that they show up differently in life. They are just, I call them three-dimensional. They're just much more three-dimensional. They don't blend into the wall, like what I call wallpaper. People who walk around like living zombies. you don't have those kind of people. People who are realized and fulfilled, they have color, they have a vibrancy, a vitality, a juiciness about them. Juiciness, I repeat. Juicy. I just wanted to say that again and again. Because these people have life, you know, there's a charge about them. And people who have invested into their lives, invested into themselves, they show up differently. They call forth what they want in their life. And how are you going to call forth big things when you can't even call forth small things? How are you going to be able to save the world and make magic and create miracles and heal people when you can't even do little things for yourself? And so being able to fulfill your sex bucket list makes you feel stronger, makes you feel happier, makes you feel more powerful, makes you become more confident. You start with small things and then you can realize bigger things. And when you feel that you have that power in yourself and within yourself, you can generate it internally and then manifest it externally, you start to begin to believe in yourself and you start to be able to call for things into your life and you have a vibrancy about you. You attract things and you attract people, you attract good things into your life and you start to live bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. People who have not been tried and tested would not be able to, say, for instance, speak on an international stage. How can you speak on an international stage when you can't even speak to one person? So over time, you build confidence. And some people just, you know, boom, you know, they get there. You get there and they seem to just appear out of nowhere. Let me tell you, those people who appear out of nowhere have done work before. And so I know you're saying, well, you know, what does it matter, my sex life? I'm not preparing for some international stage. That's not the point. That's the link between sex and life. That's what I'm saying. When you're happier in your sex life, you're happier in your life. You show up differently in other areas of your life, your career, your friendships, your relationships, your hobbies. All these things starts to have a link. They are linked together. You can't just separate them. And so what I'm saying is sex also has a link with spirit. I know, okay, I've met this person before many years. I would say last year. Yeah, it was last year. Came to my talk, not my client, that's why I can talk about it. So came to my talk and they said, you know, we've kind of been there, done that, we've done everything, and we've tried everything, and we're kind of a bit like, they didn't say it in that way, but I gather so much that they're kind of jaded about sex. You know how there are people who are jaded about life? The worries and burdens of life gets to them, and they just kind of walk around with a chip on their shoulder, and they're not open, they're kind of heavy and dark. Well, they have that chip on their sex life. They felt, oh yeah, we've been there, done that, we've done everything, we've pretty much done everything. And like, good for you, great for you. It's like, yeah, so I was suggesting to them that you may have done everything in your sex bucket list, or you may have done everything that you can think of, but I'm very sure you have not done Tantra. People who are so into variety have not gone deep. So what I'm saying is, while you are in the midst of pursuing variety and checking things off your sex bucket list, you are a different person every day. We evolve. And so the things that we want become different. And once you've been there, done that, and just gotten things off your list, you can go deeper by going into Tantra, for instance, by going to slow sex, by going to sex and stillness, by going to orgasmic yoga, which I teach, which is also the title of my second book. And so by going deep, 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 really deep into the subtleties of sex, I call it the different innuendos, the shades of sex, then you get really, really rich And so this is where I feel the link between sex and spirit comes in. So by all means, check off things on your bucket list. Have a bucket list, check it off. Check it off, been there, done that, do it again, go deeper. And so this couple who came to me and said, yeah, I've been there, done that, done everything, and then like whiny and like, you know, coming across as a bit sexually jaded. I said, no, go deeper. Even though you've done it, you are not the same person. Do it again. It's going to feel different. And it is different. And look at it with new lenses. That's again different. Go deeper. Go into Tantra. Everything that you've done, go do it even slower. See if that feels different. Invoke the quality of sacred. Invoke spirit into sex. So this is where, I guess for this show, talking about the link between sex and spirit is really important for me. And so this is where sex becomes really, really precious. And, you know, when you talk about juicy sex, what does it mean? Juicy, it needs to fill you up, it needs to mean something. And the way that you like sex to be and the way your partner likes sex to be may be different. And if you are chill about sex, if you're cool about sex, if you don't have sex hang-ups, if you're not jaded about sex, and you're open to sex, okay, then why does it matter how you have sex? Just have it. And then the next time you have it, it'll be different. And so you have it your partner's way some of the time, and then you have it your way some of the times, and you can do it all the different ways, and then you don't have hang-ups, and you're not going to be one of those people who has a bad attitude about sex. And people who have bad attitudes about sex, who have hang-ups about sex, it's because they haven't really explored the idea that sex is abundance, that sex doesn't have to be a fixed thing, that it doesn't have to be their way, and their way is right, and their partner's way is wrong. You know, that's kind of limiting. So I hope that's giving you some idea into what I'm talking about, sex bucket list, not just the what just now, but now the why. So we have a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
Hello, and welcome back to Arrow's Evolution. This is where sex and spirit meets. And in today's show, I've already begun to talk about the link between sex and spirit, and I hope that it makes sense to you and that it's clear. And if you have any questions, you can always email me, reach out to me, drop me an email at drmarthalee@arrowscoaching.com. That's arrowscoaching.com. So just now I mentioned orgasmic yoga. That's the title of my second book. And I have a third book. So I have three books. First one is Love, Sex, and Everything in Between, which is a compilation of different essays. And then the second book is called Orgasmic Yoga. Orgasmic Yoga is not really yoga yoga. It is basically orgasmic practice. So it just means practice, yoga being a practice, and orgasmic yoga being a practice of coming back to your sexuality, to your orgasmic potential, orgasmic sensations. It's not about the orgasm, it's about orgasmic sensations, which means sexual sensation, which means when you feel horny, you are doing orgasmic yoga. Orgasmic yoga is not just 5 seconds. Orgasmic yoga is a practice that is recommended to have to be an extension. It's extended orgasmic sensation in your body. And so it is recommended a duration of 30 minutes for 30 days. And whenever I say that, people with penises in particular freak out because they think I mean a 30-minute erection or a 30-minute ejaculation or, you know, multiple ejaculations. No, orgasmic yoga is really about sensation. It's not about erection. It's not about orgasm. It's not about ejaculation. And so it's about really going into the subtleties of sex. If you're going to pleasure yourself for 30 minutes, you would do it really slowly. And when you do it really slowly, really, 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 really slowly, it gets to a point where it goes into meditation. And so this is the link between meditation and masturbation. And so the subtitle of my book, actually, Orgasmic Yoga, Masturbation, Meditation, and Everything in Between. And in my book, I have the different things that you could do to begin to self-pleasure in different ways, using breath, sound, movement, touch, intention, and your pelvic floor squeezes, your pelvic floor muscles. And the book does talk about the different things that you can do, giving you suggestions, ideas, and practices. And for people who have absolutely no idea, how can they begin to do more, have more, explore more, this is where reading books can be really useful. But some people get really caught up with, I must do it right, I must do it well, I must do it properly. And they begin to get so stuck with not trusting that spirit of play and creativity. And I understand, I really get it. Like when you are not sure about something, you really want to know and you want to be sure. I really get that. And I'm a sex coach. I help people. So I understand the importance of having support and hand-holding. I really understand that. However, on that same note, I really want to encourage you guys, because you are here now. I have your listening ear. That it's really important to not give away your power. It's one thing to have support. It's one thing to have people giving you ideas, suggestions, tips, and techniques, and blah, blah, blah. It's really good, but ultimately you still need to trust yourself. Only you know what you like. Only you know what you desire. I can't tell you what to do, you know, that will make you happy. I'm not you. And so don't let people take away your power and your intuition. In everything that you do, sense. If that is right for you, if that feels right for you, then, and that makes you feel happy, then by all means, do it. So that's what I meant at the start of the show when I say you think about what you want to do, you do what you want to do, and then you reflect on what you want to do, you feel into what you're doing, have done, and then you readjust, you recalibrate, you reflect. And when you get clearer and clearer about who you are, you become a much more powerful person, vibrant, yummy, juicy, that I mentioned. Okay, so just now, we are into the halfway point of the show. So in the first part of the show, I talked about what is a sex bucket list. I started giving you some premise of understanding it. And then the next part, I started to talk about the why doing your sex bucket list is really important. And now I want to talk about the how. So I really started talking about the how, but I want to flesh it out a little bit more. So how you go about your sex bucket list is please don't confuse what I'm saying, that sex bucket list involves having a partner. You can have a sex bucket list that is for yourself, by yourself. And that's a big part of orgasmic yoga. You can actually delve into all the practices of orgasmic yoga by yourself. In fact, my book did not make the assumption that you have it with your partners. The 30 practices were actually created for solo practice. There was a time where I was single for a really long time, and I chose to be single for a really long time because I didn't want to just have sex for the sake of having sex anymore. And I started to see the link between sex and spirit. I didn't just want to use my body or abuse my body. I wanted to really, really have sex very intentionally and with someone that I really felt something for. And so I was waiting and for the right partner. And during that time, I was choosing to be involved in sologamy, in having sex by myself and in loving myself deeply. And loving myself through sex. And I would say that having that period of life where I was really deep in loving myself through sex shifted something in me. It's almost like, you know, when you love someone, you want to spend time with them. You want to get to know someone. You're interested in someone. You spend time with them, get to know them, date them, spend money on them. And that's what I was doing to myself, with myself. I was dating myself. I was putting in energy into myself. And when I started to do that, I became a different person. I became filled up. And when I filled myself up, I started to look different. I started to be a different person. And I started to, lo and behold, attract different people into my life. And I can tell you that if not for orgasmic yoga, I wouldn't have the partner that I have now. So I have been with my partner since March, and we're pretty serious. We're talking about having a baby and getting married and stuff. And it's really exciting for me, having been single for a really long time. And so your sex bucket list could be your sexual healing journey and sexual healing process for yourself to manifest your partner of your dreams if you're single. And if you're not single, if you have a partner, please don't just think that sex bucket list is only for activities with your partner. Please don't just think that your sexuality is now your partner's, belongs to your partner. Your sexuality is yours. It's a resource that you have. It's your choice to share. It's something that you can still have a relationship with and should have a relationship with. Don't think that it now belongs to AKA your partner, also known as sex equals partner. No, don't think that. So sex bucket list, be sure, think about, I want you to think about, encourage you to think about having items that belongs to you only and only you, meaning that things that you only do by yourself. Okay, so I just put it out there just now that your sex bucket list should have items that involve you and only you. Okay, so what are some of the things that would be on your sex bucket list? So I don't want to be like telling you what to do, but I know there are some people who really benefit from having some suggestions. And so this is what you can do, okay? If you want to start to have ideas of how to come up with a sex bucket list. I talk about sex bucket list, a lot of my clients are really into it and like, yeah, that's kind of cool. I never thought about it. And then the next thing they ask is, I don't know, I'm not very creative. I don't have any ideas what to do. So one of the things that I found was useful for them is that I provide them with a list of all the sex possibilities in the world that anybody who has had sex can have come up with. And what they do then is just check, put a little tick next to the things that they are interested to do. So what I mentioned just now, needs, wants, desires, have a little like interest, I'd like to do that. oh, I never thought that I could do that. You know, so they put a little tick next to it. So how do you find a sex bucket list? You can just go to the internet and just key in sex bucket list. And guess what? Lo and behold, you'll come across lots of articles with suggestions of what you should be on your sex bucket list. So from there, you can look at these lists and write down on your own little piece of paper what you think are important for you. Okay, so it's kind of like brainstorming, right? Don't censor yourself. So key in sex bucket list on the internet, you'll come up with lots of suggestions, and that's where you can start to fine-tune your own list, create your own list. You can write it down, you can type it up, copy and paste, delete. It's really up to you. Okay? So that's one thing you can do, key in sex bucket list. The second thing you can do that also involves the internet is you can key in yes, no, maybe list. That's right. In sex, in my world of sex, we have this thing called yes, no, maybe. So yes, the things that you would say yes to, no, don't even think about it, I don't even want to do it, never. And maybe I'll do it if circumstances were right. Maybe I'll do it if I'm in the right mood. Maybe I'll do it if I have the right partner. Maybe. Maybe down the road, maybe. Maybe when I'm 50, maybe I'll do it. So you can actually key in this yes, no, maybe, and you'll come out with tons of lists. This list, some of them, they're created by sex educators. And I've used this list for my clients. And if you want a sex bucket list from me, drop me an email, drmartha.lee@arrowscoaching.com. Mention that you listen to the show, you want this list that I have. I have a couple, I can send it to you. I haven't done my own because, why reinvent the wheel? Why do something of your own just cause it's your own? So these are two suggestions that I have about how you can start having your own sex bucket ideas. So stay tuned to the last 15 minutes of today's show where we go deeper into your bucket list. Stay tuned.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
And welcome back to the last 15 minutes of today's show. And we're talking about 101 to your sex bucket list. These are the things that you want to do before you cuckoo pass on. And just before the break, today's show, I've covered what is a sex bucket list. I've defined it, made it clear. I talked about the difference between needs, wants, desires, fantasies. I talked about the why have a sex bucket list. I hope I made a good case for you. And I talked a little bit about sex and spirit and how your sex bucket list can include the sacred. I also talked about how you can use your sexual energy, you know, to manifest things in your life when you become bigger, juicy, yummy, powerful. And just now, just before break, I also talked about the how you get started. Besides writing it down, when you have absolutely no idea, you can actually use the internet to come up with ideas. So you can key in sex bucket list, and you can key in yes, no, maybe. And you can also email me if you want more resources, because that's what I am. I'm a resource person. And in case you don't know this, I also have a YouTube channel. That's right. And if you key in Eros Coaching, you'll find me on YouTube. And also my name, Martha Tara Lee, you can find me. I've been releasing one YouTube video almost every day since March, pretty much when I met my partner, my boyfriend. And so I have a few hundred videos on YouTube. Again, I'm a resource person, so I've answered lots of questions, put it online with the intention of helping more people, and hopefully that's my legacy, right? That I made a difference to somebody's life, not just sex life, but to somebody's life in my limited time on planet Earth, at least this life. Okay, so as we are wrapping up this show, I want to start to give you more ideas, right, for your sex bucket list. And I'm going to read out some ideas that I have for you. And I just want to highlight again that I mentioned just now that your sex bucket list is not just with a partner. So don't feel miserable and sad for yourself and play victim if you're single, okay? Go into your sex life as an individual. You are not sad. You are not pathetic. If you heal that part of that belief in you, okay, and you make the most of every situation, you are not pathetic. You are victorious. You are wonderful. You are powerful. You are empowered. You are not dependent on somebody to give something to you. You can give to yourself, okay? So sex bucket list, if you have never masturbated, then for goodness sake, this might be an item that you want on your sex bucket list. You want to masturbate. Okay, so some ideas around masturbation, because I talk a lot about masturbation. The whole premise of my book, Orgasmic Yoga, is about masturbation. So some ideas on masturbation. You can masturbate with a vibrator if you have not done. You can masturbate to two orgasms if you have not, or one if you have not. And you can learn how to masturbate. For starters, read my book. Watch my YouTube videos. That's a good way to start. Another resource that I have for you, a website that I really like, I find very useful, is called Scarlet Teen. So check that out. That will also give you ideas and articles on how to masturbate. So yes, so now I'm saying you can masturbate with your hand, you can masturbate with water, you can masturbate with a sex toy, you can masturbate with two sex toys, you can masturbate with three sex toys, you can masturbate with the goal of having one orgasm, you can have the goal of masturbating to two orgasms, three orgasms, or as many orgasms that you want in that session. Say for instance, if you give yourself 15 minutes, how many orgasms can you have in 15 minutes? Or maybe 30 minutes, or maybe you want to have a sex bucket list item where you try to masturbate as quickly as you can to an orgasm. And because how would you know if you haven't tried how fast you can have an orgasm? So give yourself that goal of being really, really, really fast, because that's one of the pressures that some people have with their partner, which is their partner is too fast. And so how do you know how fast you can be if you haven't tried? So just try. Let go of the pressure and just be by yourself and just try. Okay, another one is read erotica. You can do it by yourself. You can have sex in the shower. You have not done, masturbate in the shower. You can masturbate sitting, standing, or lying down if you have not done. Have you ever masturbated lying down or standing? You will see people with penises masturbating standing all the time. So who is to say as a person without a penis that you cannot do so? You can. Nobody says you cannot. It might be uncomfortable, but it doesn't mean that it's not possible. So this might be something that you might want to put on your sex bucket list. You may want to watch porn if you have not watched porn before. And you may want to have sex with someone who is older than you, younger than you, but of course legally. You may want to have sex with yourself with lingerie on. You may want to have sex with yourself in front of the mirror. You may want to have sex outdoors, provided that it's safe. And you may want to have sex where there's kissing or sex with no kissing. And you may want to have a little bit of spanking, sex on the boat, sex in water, and like say in the bathtub. And you may want to try to see if you can have ejaculation, I mean female ejaculation if you are someone with a vagina. You may want to have sex blindfolded. You can blindfold yourself, have sex. You may want to have sex with fabric. You may want to try anal play, anal sex, anal massage. You may want to have a threesome. So threesome is a really huge fantasy, and that is often on somebody's sex bucket list. It may not be on yours. It may be. You may want to think about it. You may want to think about, do you want to be in an orgy? You want to think about how would that happen for me to feel safe for it to happen? So one of the things that you can do is maybe when you're overseas, you could do that. And you could have sex with clothes on without underwear. You could have sex with feathers. You could have erotic sex. You could have virtual sex. You could have sex by yourself, walk around the house the whole day naked. You could have a sexy sexual date without orgasm, walking around the house naked, or sex on the floor, different positions, 69, doggy style, a woman on top, man on top, spooning. You could have sex with condom, without condom. This could be all in part of your sex bucket list. Giving oral sex with a mint. You could have sex with someone where you're sitting on them on the chair. And maybe when you're reading the book 50 Shades of Grey, you may have different ideas of, I'd like to try that. That could go on your sex bucket list. You could try having emotionless sex, a one-night stand. Pick up someone at the bar, tease your partner, and torture your partner so that they can't orgasm. That could be with a partner. That could make you feel really powerful. You could tie up your partner. You could, so many things. You could go to a strip club, get a lap dance for yourself. You could go by yourself, and you could have sex in a car. Jacuzzi, in a plane, on a plane, in a boat, and have sex in the rain, and on the beach, on a one-hour motel, you know, one of those cheap places that you'll be like, oh, only sleazy people go. You go do it. You be one of those sleazy people. And heal that part of you that judges people, and allow yourself to be a little bit of a rebel, right? Been there, done that, kind of like, I'm such a naughty girl, a naughty boy. Go ahead, do it, because then you heal all parts of yourself, and that's going to shadow work, really. And then there's also getting a couple's massage. You could just lie next to each other and be kinky. You could have you could hire someone to do like, you know, phone sex operator. You could do that. Make a home sex video, sex tape. Of course, you know, be careful about it. You could try different toys. You could go to a sex shop and buy a toy. You could go online and buy something that you have a budget for. Every month you could do something. You could use ice cubes. So yeah, so there are lots of ideas. I hope I've given you some ideas, some of the things that intrigues you. And we're just about to wrap up the show, and I just want to say that if you're interested to listen to all the past episodes of Eros Evolution, I have it. You can go to you could go to Google and you could key in Eros Evolution at a glance, and you take you to this page on my website, basically that allows you to scroll up and down and have access to every single episode of Eros Evolution. And today's episode is, if I've been counting it right, today's episode is 151. And so thanks for listening. And be sure to check out previous episodes of Eros Evolution. I'm also on Facebook. That's Eros Coaching on Facebook. And I just want to say, for those of you who don't know this, that I'm going to be taking a break from doing this radio show. And the last episode will be end of this year, which will be on the 28th of December. So there are really only 3 more episodes to Eros Evolution before I take a break. And I'm just going to focus on myself, really. Focus on things I need to do and get done in my life. And also, you know, reflect a little bit about what else I want to do with this show. So, yeah. Drop me an email if you'd like to give me a feedback. That's drmarthalee@eroscoaching.com. And I hope this episode has been useful to you. In the meantime, go ahead, go have sex with yourself. It's really okay. And have a great week ahead, people. Bye.